This is a review of the book The Bridge Home by Padma Venkatraman. This is a beautiful novel for middle grades, which won the Walter Dean Myers Award celebrating diversity in juvenile fiction. The novel is set in India, where young sisters Viji and Ruku live with an abusive father and a timid mother. Born into a low caste, their options are few. Viji dreams of being a teacher. She's very protective of her sister Ruku, who is bullied because she's learning disabilities. When their father begins to beat the girls, Viji makes a fast decision to leave home. She has only enough money for bus fare to the nearest city, where she thinks she'll find opportunity and freedom. But the city is frightening and dangerous and dirty. A compassionate wife of a tea shop owner takes them in for a day, gives them some food, and gives Ruku some lovely beads, which she skillfully ties into beautiful necklaces. A little dog, which they name Kuti, begins to follow them as they leave the shop. Viji decides to allow it when she sees how his company makes Ruku's eyes light up. Viji discovers an abandoned bridge, which looks like a safe place to make home. There are no walls or roof, but it seems like a somewhat magical place that could be theirs. Concrete lion heads adorn the entrance. Pretty, Ruku says. Soon, however, they encounter Muthu and Arul, who've already claimed the bridge as their place. Muthu and Arul are also runaways who've been looking out for each other, though they aren't brothers. The boys allow Ruku and Viji to stay, and this is the beginning of many kindnesses shared among these children. The boys help Ruku and Viji to find joy in the smallest delights, like going after scraps of food tossed out from a fancy wedding banquet. Muthu and Arul introduce the girls to the best job they have available, going to the city's dumps and digging through the very nasty, smelly garbage for metal and glass they can sell to the mean local waste man. They call the junk heap the Himalayas for the beautiful and huge mountains on the Indian border. The children attempt to hang on to their childhood in the midst of very dark and dangerous situations by making games and fantasy stories out of their experiences and by taking care of each other as if they were really a family. Every night, Viji tells Ruku a bedtime story about two girls and the magical land they rule as princesses. At the end of every telling, Ruku always asks, "Viji and Ruku together?" And Viji always confidently responds, "Always." Only life cannot go on without the horror of reality encroaching on their little family. When Ruku and Muthi get very sick, Viji must make some decisions that have far-reaching consequences, both for better and for worse. What makes this story so meaningful, besides the strength of the relationships between the children, is that it is based on true stories that the author recorded while growing up in India. She and other members of her family gave help to Indian children through organizations such as Concern for Working Children, which has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. This story brings to light the plight of orphaned and abandoned children who live in India, who, like the children in this story, make a living by ragpicking and living on the streets, where they may be abused or even sold into slavery. This book was published in 2019 by Puffin Books. It received starred reviews from School Library Journal and Kirkus, among others, and can be found in our library. Call us to request it, and then come and get it through curbside pickup.